Fresh from electing a new majority leader, House Republicans are holding a retreat on Maryland's Eastern Shore. They're discussing how they'll go forward after months of bad press about bribery and lobbying scandals. And they'll hear from President Bush today, who is expected to deliver a message of unity and solidarity for this congressional election year. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
It's a big change from the white marble halls of the Capitol. This resort in Cambridge, Maryland, has rolling lawns with gazebos that look out over the sparkling Choptank River. The lawmakers are different, too. There's not a necktie in sight. It's all sweaters and khakis and corduroys. Republican Conference Chair Deborah Price introduces the new majority leader, John Boehner, and says he's responsible for the more relaxed feeling.
It's a lot more loose in structure and free-flowing, and so, Mr. Leader.
This is not about coming out of here with a 10-point plan and a strategy.
Boehner says he has just a few big goals for the retreat: unifying a party that is split over ethics and secret wiretapping, making the relationship between party leaders and the rank and file a little cozier after the Tom DeLay years of a more top-down management style, and coming up with a common vision and agenda for the coming year.
There are some specific issues that we're going to talk about, like lobbying reform, ethics reform, reforming the earmark process. And we're going to have, frankly, an ethics seminar for all of our members and staff so that they know what the rules are. And I think it'll help ensure that members and staff will live up to those rules.
And maybe you caught the fact that Boehner just used the word reform 3 times in one sentence. Well, you can expect to hear it more. It seems to be the Republican keyword for this election year. Republican National Committee Chairman Ken Mellman told lawmakers at the retreat they are making some headway with voters.
I think that the president was right, for instance, to learn the lessons of 9/11, which taught us we need to reform how America defends itself at home and how we deal with potential adversaries abroad. It's important that we reform our tax laws so that we continue to attract jobs in our country. All of those are examples of reforms that this president and this party are committed to that we can move forward on.
But Mellman also reminded them of the dreaded sixth-year itch, the political trend that predicts the party of the president will lose seats in Congress during the sixth year of his presidency. And he admits this has been a rough few months for Republicans, with the corruption scandal of convicted lobbyist Jack Abramoff, the resignation of Congressman Duke Cunningham, who took bribes, and the indictment of former Majority Leader Tom DeLay. Even so, Mellman claims, Republicans are in a relatively good position for the fall because of the Democrats.
For the last generation, the law of political physics is that when one party's fortunes go up, the other party's fortunes go down. The law of political physics is being defied today by Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and Howard Dean.
Despite this slap at Washington's top Democrats, most Republicans say they know they've got changes to make if they're going to convince voters that they still deserve to be in charge of the House and Senate. Today, they'll be treated to a pep talk from Republican number one, President Bush, who likely has his own ideas for the party's message in 2006. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Cambridge, Maryland.